Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting another company update, this time from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, following up on news that came out yesterday, March 25th, we have some more drill results from the Plomosas mine area. Continuing to see wide intervals with some good silver grades. The headline number, 21 meters at 466 grams per ton silver equivalent. That is made up of a lot of silver, as the actual silver component is 377 grams per ton. There's also a higher grade section of 7 meters at 726 grams per ton silver. Now, Marcio, it seems like this Plomosas mine area continues to deliver these longer intercepts with good silver grades. Give us a little summary of the results released yesterday, please.
Well, sure. Thank you for having me again. This is the result of more than 6 months of intensive geological mapping inside the mine, because we have an underground mine there, and testing some models and looking at the faults. And we put some holes in areas never, ever drilled. This PLI-2107, that's, you have just mentioned, the 21 meters at 466 grams per ton silver equivalent, is what that case. We drill a hole that's probably 50 meters away from the underground development, checking a fault, and we hit a wide mineralization, which is a discovery. Nobody has ever drilled there.
So, Marcio, what does this mean about the expansion potential then? I understand that the area around the mine area is fairly well known, but now that you're drilling these step outs and continuing to find grade, what does that mean? What's the overall strike that you're looking at of this potential deposit?
Yeah, we have just celebrated 1 year of the acquisition when we bought this property, the Plomosas Silver Project. The Plomosas mine area, which we thought would be just an old lead and zinc, had a strike length of 400 meters. Today, of drilling, we are close to 700. And recently, and we presented a figure on the news release, the geophysics, what we got as ground geophysical data, is showing that the trend, the potential trend, can run up to 1 kilometer of strike length, with three or four drilling targets outside of the area that we are drilling now.
So that's figure one of the news release. I'll post that below, and I think it's pretty clear to see. You even outline them, drilling targets, these anomalies out to the left-hand side of this map. Some of this recent drilling, did that occur on the left-hand side here, testing out, coming closer to these drill targets? Where were these recent results from on this cross-section?
The recent results are on the more on one of the edges of the existing mine, but they gave us more like information to go after these anomalies based on the geology and the geophysical response that's similar.
So what's the overall strike if you include some of these other drill targets then? This looks like it greatly expands on the strike potential.
We are doing some work on the surface, checking some old mines that are on the furthest north end of the trend that sits probably 1 kilometer away from the entrance of the mine. And I would say that's probably the overall trend. We have a strike length of the 1 kilometer with three or four drilling targets inside that trend.
When do you think you're going to be able to get drilling some of these whole new targets, which looks like none of them even have any drill holes into them?
You got it. Right now, we're still drilling for the resource estimation. We have five drill rigs in the Plomosas project, but we will complete the drilling. Of course, need to have a small break. We want to keep at least three drill rigs inside the project. So probably hope before the mid of the year, there'll be some exploratory drill holes below some old mines and below some, or are targeting some of these geophysical anomalies.
Is there any permitting you need to go through to test out these new targets?
Not really, because as a reminder, Plomosas Silver Project was a past producer. So it's fully permitted, not only for drilling, but for exploitation as well, to mine.
So you mentioned that the drilling is continuing to focus on these two resource estimates that are coming up. Give everyone some insights on the resource estimates. What areas they're coming from on this Plomosas project and when we might see those?
So GR Silver is doing two resource estimates. We have two areas. It's the Plomosas mine area and the San Juan. They are separate. 2.5 kilometers. They are 2.5 kilometers apart. Two parallel corridors. And we are really excited about this because the geology we are looking here is not that much different than the geology at San Marcial. As a reference, San Marcial, we have 39 million ounces of silver, 47 million ounces of silver equivalent, potentially open pit, on a 500 meters long, 10, 15 meters wide ore body that's probably drilled to 250 meters below the surface. Plomosas mine area, we have already 700 meters of strike length covered by drilling, similar geology to San Marcial. And San Juan, it's equal or much longer as a strike length than San Marcial.
So these are all really just adding, or they will add to the overall mineralization or assets, deposits that the company does hold. What more drilling do you have to do to further de-risk or move forward with these resource estimations? Can you give us some more insight on that?
I think inside the mine, there'll be a couple of infill drilling, very specific. But it's pretty well drilled because the drill spacing is probably overall 50, 75, or locally it can be less than 50 meters. But considering what we have discovered with all the anomalies, and considering that outside of the Plomosas mine area trend and San Juan trend, outside of the areas that we are doing resource estimates, we have 16 veins never ever drilled. So there'll be more drilling for sure, and a lot of catalysts to keep the news flow.
Okay, so what I'm hearing then is, after you get all this drilling done to satisfy the resource estimates, it sounds like you're going to very much switch back to more of the exploration drilling, testing out some of these untested areas.
That's right, because you are dealing here with a district scale project. And with the upcoming acquisition, we are going to control the gap between the Plomosas Silver Project and San Marcial. So we need to look, we are looking at everything as a district scale, a much larger size of project.
Do you have more information on what that drill program is going to look like after these resources are announced?
We'll be discussing probably the next month. It's important to adjust now with what we have learned with the resource and with the geology in these areas to go to find something similar or bigger.
Okay. In terms of cash in the bank, then what does the company sit on to continue with all this exploration? It sounds like you have ahead of you.
Yeah, we have less than $5 million, a little bit less than that. And it's important to say that we are likely to get more $5 million Canadian dollars with the warrants that are in the money in the next 55, 60 days.
So then you still have money coming in, but still enough money to keep moving these projects forward. Just recap then quickly, Marcio, news events. What can investors expect as we move forward through, let's say, the next couple of months in terms of news and catalysts?
Yeah, as I said, we have these five drill rigs. They're still working. The last drill hole is probably going to be finished by the end of the month or second week of April. So that's going to keep bringing news about underground drilling and surface drilling done by GR Silver, probably until the end of the month of April. Next week, probably there will be the closing of this material transaction. That's the acquisition of the portfolio of Mako Mining in that region, turning GR Silver as the first company ever to control the district. And as we have the exploration team working more and more outside of this area, there'll be news about new veins and new targets that we are drilling, discovering, and the geophysical results of the San Marcial area. We are doing IP and MAG, and we'll be discovering probably new anomalies and areas to be drilled.
So even more targets coming up. But hey, you guys still have a lot of targets to drill, and that acquisition of those other land concessions from Mako Mining, that's an interesting one that we will follow up on as that news is released. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. I will be following up with Marcio as more news hits the market. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get those answered for you. Marcio, thanks for the update on this news. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.